Hello, you're listening to the Washington Weekly Review. I'm the Southeast Iowa Union's Kalen McCain. It's the week of April 13, 2024. Our local stories this week feature county and city taxes, school budgets, and elementary school attendance. All of that and more is coming up, but first, the big picture. Ainsworth Fire Chief Waylon Schultz is asking Iowans to be more careful about where they conduct controlled burns. The department was paged to two separate structure fires over Easter weekend. The first was a hog shed, which caught fire when a controlled burn blew off course. Schultz said even a controlled blaze was hazardous on a windy day.
Yeah, so in springtime and in the fall, people like to burn off their grass, shrubs, kind of dead vegetation around their properties. And really in Iowa, it's really windy those time of years as well. So a lot of times when they start those controlled burns or whatever else, then they get out of hand or don't get put out all the way, and then the wind comes back up later on.
The second fire happened hours after a homeowner burned off dead shrubs at the side of his house. The early morning incident destroyed the building's porch and much of its front half.
When stuff's that close to the house, it's never a good idea to burn those off. It's always better to either cut those flowers off or rake them away from the house or dig them up so they're not there and then burn them kind of in a remote location. You should never burn anything that's within, 10, 20, 30 feet of a house or a building. In this case, they were probably within 3 or 4 feet of the structure.
Neither fire resulted in injuries. Schultz said firefighters responded quickly from around the area.
A lot of our firefighters from our town and the other surrounding three departments to respond. They're all getting ready for family activities that day, but they donate their time and efforts to their communities and really kind of left their family things at home and went and helped somebody in need at the time. So. Big shout out to all the fire departments around Washington County for pulling together that morning and getting it handled, even though it was a holiday.
That's the big picture. We'll be back with the local news right after this. Todd Hahn Construction is an award-winning custom home builder with a 28-year history in the greater Iowa City area. Hahn's goal is to build you the finest quality custom home while providing you with a positive experience along the way. It's one of the many reasons they've been named the Iowa City Area Home Builder of the Year time and time again. A custom home is more than just a house. It's the culmination of a dream and years of hard work. Todd Hahn Construction makes that dream come true by always putting you, the customer, first. For more information, go to toddhahnconstruction.com. That's T-O-D-D-H-A-H-N construction.com. Cities and counties are cutting their levies down, but landowners in Washington County can largely expect to pay more taxes this year than last. That's because valuations have risen more than levies were cut. The reality has frustrated property owners like Crawfordsville resident Russell Jenkins. He says he pays more on a $48,000 home there than he did on a $500,000 one in Georgia.
I'm just trying to figure it out. Being retired military, I can live anywhere I want, and I'm not so sure I was going to be it. I was born and raised here. I really hate to say that, but the taxes keep going up.
Washington County's budget, if approved, will spend $1.5 million more in the next fiscal year than this one. County supervisors say they're not sure what else they can cut without disrupting needed services. Here's a comment from Jack Seward Jr. shortly before the board approved a bond sale to finance emergency service equipment this week.
And everything that we've got listed here, we can't go without. So, I just think that's an item that needs to be pointed out that we just can't say strong enough.
The city of Washington's budget looks about $300,000 larger than in fiscal year 24. City Administrator Deanna McCusker said the extra money would help pay for property insurance, employee benefits, and paying off debt.
We kept our overall tax rate the same, or actually just a little lower than last year. And, we're only asking for what we need to make our, operating expenses and our needs. It's not like we're taking in any more money than we need.
The Washington School Board approved its budget for next year on Wednesday night. The move will raise the district's property tax asking from $1,601 to about $1,615 per $1,000 of valuation. The proposal passed unanimously, and a motion made by board member Mike Liska.
We have to set a budget. We don't really have much other choices. We looked at other options, and really this is the only option that we have is to raise budgets so we can stay functional.
The extra income will go to the school's debt service levy and special ed programs. Not everyone is happy about the higher rates. Here's a comment from Dave Miller, a Washington resident who spoke at the budget's first public hearing last month.
You need to reduce costs everywhere you can. And if that means laying off people or closing facilities, I know they're doing it in other places, we might have to do it here too. They're just too doggone high. And we're driving people and businesses out of the Washington area because of the tax rate here.
Lincoln Elementary students are competing to see which grade level has the best attendance. Every week since January, building admins have announced the attendance rate for grades 3, 4, and 5 on weekly announcements. The level with the best attendance at the end of the month gets music during their lunch hour or permission to wear hats and hoods in school for a week. Building behavior interventionist Jen Weedman said the competition was meant to combat chronic absenteeism.
It is new this year. We've been looking at more universal approaches to attendance that are going to reach every single student, not just targeting the students that aren't coming, but really encouraging attendance for all students and kind of trying to do a culture shift.
Lincoln's attendance rates are better than most schools in the state. While they haven't changed much since the competition began, Weedman said it helped convey a message to students and its importance to their families.
We're able to teach these kids the importance of attendance that will hopefully carry on with them for life, for middle school, high school, for college, jobs, all of those things.
That's the local news. We'll be back with the best news I've heard all week right after this. Hey, unless you're one of our two unexplained listeners on other continents, you've probably been to Washington before. That means you've probably heard of Dodigees. That means you've probably heard of the three-part lunch special they've got for $12.12. You're likely also familiar with the three-course dinner special for $21.12. And you've surely caught wind by now of half-off bottles of wine on Thursdays. But when's the last time you ate there? Lately, Dodici's has upgraded their outdoor seating, and they've added wine flights. Don't worry, if you're not one for new things, it's still as easy as ever to enjoy the beautiful view of Washington's downtown, selection of craft cocktails, and menu full of award-winning Italian cuisine. Thanks to Cafe Dodici for sponsoring the Washington Weekly Review. And now, the best news I've heard all week. The Dairy Mart in Ainsworth reopened for its 70th year on Monday. Co-owner Ann Freienberger said the ice cream shop was packed on April 8. Despite a changing world, she said if you stood outside the shop and closed your eyes, the sounds of soft serve machines and kids playing on the hill matched those of the last 7 decades.
You know, we want it to be a family place for people to come and be able to enjoy the environment. Kids roll down the hill and stuff, you know, and I think it's been like that from the beginning.
Thanks for tuning in. This podcast is a product of the Southeast Iowa Union, and it's supported by our generous sponsors. There was no construction overhead this week, and I don't have a cold anymore, so I hope you all enjoyed the return to the most listenable audio. That's all I've got. This has been the Washington Weekly Review, and I have been Kalen McCain. Have a great week!